One of Julie Gillard's first duties as Prime Minister was to step up to the dispatch box in the House of Representatives and confront Tony Abbott in her first question time appearance as leader. It was also the last question time for this sitting session, as Parliament rises tonight for an 8-week break. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Julia Gillard confidently strode into the chamber, shook hands with Tony Abbott and issued him with a challenge. She later confided to Parliament what words were exchanged, but she first gave an explanation of the past extraordinary 24 hours.
The Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Mr Speaker. Mr Speaker, this morning I was elected as leader of the Parliamentary Labor Party. I accept that the government has lost track. We will get back on track. I have taken control for precisely that purpose.
May I offer commiserations to the member for Griffith. A midnight knock on the door followed by political execution is no way that the Australian Prime Minister should be treated.
Ms Gillard didn't ignore Mr Rudd. She paid tribute to him, saying all MPs admired his courage and contribution.
And the fortitude and strength of character he is showing, including by attending in question time today.
Yeah. With her partner watching from the gallery and the British High Commissioner witnessing history from the chamber, Ms Gillard zeroed in on what she believes is one of the opposition's most vulnerable points. Work choices.
It is this kind of unfairness that we have eradicated with our Fair Work system. It is exactly this kind of unfairness that will be back if the Leader of the Opposition has the opportunity as Prime Minister to resurrect his much-loved work choices.
And the Opposition believes the mining tax and the way Ms Gillard scored her new job will be her weak points.
Is she committed to raising $12 billion from the mining tax as stated in the budget?
Given that the Prime Minister has confirmed today that the same ministers will be conducting the same negotiations with the mining industry for the same $12 billion outcome as before today's unprecedented political assassination of the former Prime Minister, what policy change
Order.
Has occurred?
Order.
Is the change what many suspect? A new face, but still same old Labor,
Order.
Same old tax.
And I thank the same old Deputy Leader of the Opposition for her question and wish her well as she serves her third leader.
The dumped Prime Minister sat on the backbench reading and writing notes. Mr Rudd was clearly deflated. He tried to look busy as the Opposition sought to score points from his political execution.
How can the people of Australia trust the Prime Minister's word when on at least six separate occasions over the last 30 days she pledged loyalty to the member for Griffith, and yet this morning this loyalty was betrayed?
Thank you very much, Mr Speaker, and I thank the Shadow Treasurer for his question. Though coming from him, I'm somewhat surprised by it.
It was an accusation that Ms Gillard didn't shy away from.
I'm well aware that there are others who will look at that and will form a view as to whether I took the correct course. That is the nature of politics. That is the nature of making decisions about the questions of how the national interest is best served. I made a decision and I stand by it absolutely.
Quick-witted she may be, but she'll have trouble penning a snappy one-liner for these kinds of attacks.
This is the first time in the 109 years of the Commonwealth of Australia that a Prime Minister has been brought down by his own party in a first term of government.
Can I conclude by saying to the Leader of the Opposition, when I walked into the chamber today for the first time as Prime Minister, I shook his hand and said, game on, I mean it.
Yeah. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending that report by Sabra Lane.